This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. On today's show, we'll visit the McDowell Colony, the first place in the country that was built just for creative people to go and have ideas and do their work without any distractions. But not everybody needs that. My friend Myra Kalman gets her ideas by just walking around.
Hello,
hey,
Myra.
Kurt. Hey, Kurt.
Myra is an illustrator and artist who has done tons of magazine covers, including a lot for The New Yorker, and has produced, I think, a dozen children's books.
Look at how these sneakers are shrink-wrapped.
Her work is colorful and quirky and keenly observed. Everywhere she goes, and she travels a lot, all kinds of oddball people and their hats and shoes and pets are constantly catching her eye.
Look at this. These ties are gigantic. Look at these ties. They undulate. They ripple. They're really, really gigantically ugly ties.
Her latest book of paintings and prose is called The Principles of Uncertainty. It's a journal that documents a year of her life. Small things become monumental. One page is devoted to a Bundt cake she baked and to an obituary of the Bundt pan's inventor.
Completely.
On page 25, she writes, "My dream is to walk around the world." Well, we didn't walk around the world, but I took her to an old, narrow lane right near our studio in Lower Manhattan, Nassau Street.
It seems like I've never been here before. I was really perplexed about how to get here. It was like...
Well, I know Nassau Street not only because it's close to our studio, but when I was researching this novel that I just published, Nassau Street was the street in the 1840s where all the newspapers and all the magazines and all the lithographers and book publishers were. This was it.
And what's here now?
We'll see. So an image idea gathering walk every day?
Many image ideas every day. I mean, it's actually, I do two things. One, I take photos of many different things. And then I also have this thing where I tell myself I won't take the photo and I'll just run home and I'll draw the person. But I have to say to myself, like, you know, black hat, red coat, gray socks. And I have to say that over and over, like some kind of thing, so I won't forget. Wait a minute, we have to stop because there's a mattress. So I'm photographing all the mattresses on the street. And all the sofas that are on the street. And there are a lot of them.
Oh, you've already... This is all part of a plan?
This is an ongoing...
Really?
...collection. I have a lot of mattresses
on the
street.
So you just snapped a digital picture of this futon, I guess it is.
Oh, look, there's a hat store. Oh, okay. My God.
This
Bonanza.
Is a collection. But before we leave the mattress idea, how many do you have?
Mattress? 50.
And what will become of that collection of...
It may be a painting or a collection of mattress photos that I put in some book of... a book about, you know, mattresses.
Here we are at Hat Corner.
Oh, my God. This is really good. And the great thing about the hats is that you start looking at the names, but I don't think the Detroit, the Kangol...
There's nothing in this window that couldn't have been here in 1960.
Right, right. I mean, that's actually what's so amazing about walking down the street is that there, you can't ever define the time you're in because there's somebody who's dressed in, plus fours, and there's somebody wearing a futuristic, you know, nylon Japanese, you know, not nylon. That's, that really dates me. It's nylon. It's amazing. some kind of phenomenal
thing. Is that rayon? Yeah.
It's polyester. They just invented it.
No, here, so we have...
Anyway, they have great names, too. Yeah.
The Castro wool.
And they have,
the newsboy wool. The newsboy wool. Here, I was just telling you that this is where the newsboys were on this very street, and these little hats are called the newsboy wool hat.
And, you know, like the pork pie. It was established 1890. Should we go in? Let's go in.
You want to go in?
I see what it is.
Ooh.
Oh, my shirt's something.
Oh, my God. You're wearing the, what is that?
Cossack.
Called the Cossack. Excuse me. My people were not happy with the Cossacks. So how long have you been here?
100 years.
You look very good.
Don't I?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Have you...
Look at these things. I love these, you know, like these little narrow brims. A narrow brim. What's the most popular hat now?
Stingy brim. Small brim.
Stingy?
Really?
Yeah. You're calling it stingy?
Yeah.
Because it's small.
Well, that's for me, too. I love a small brimmed hat. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
And of course, interestingly, the man we were speaking to in there, while he wasn't wearing a hat, was wearing a rather obvious toupee, which I guess is...
it's a head cover.
He's mad as a hatter. So let's keep walking down Nassau.
Dunkin' Donuts. Excuse me, we have to go into Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. How long per day do you devote to this kind of scavenger hunt?
It depends how bored I am working in my studio. It could be a lot of the day.
Do you really want to go into Dunkin' Donuts?
Sure. Okay. We have to look at the names of the donuts. Well, you know, there's nothing better than a jelly donut. So they have Bavarian cream and they have Boston cream. Oh no, we're not getting any. We're just looking at them. Thanks.
It's the glazed versions of the glazed things that I like. Bow ties.
And I love the bow tie and the claw and the cruller.
So you're not snobby about going to a mass market franchise place like Dunkin' Donuts.
There's nothing too high or nothing too low, but...
You're taking me on a journey of discovery.
Yes, look at that rabbit.
What is it? It's a rabbit covered in pearls?
Pearls. What is that? I have to ask.
Okay.
Oh, it's Chinese. It's a Chinese store. Oh, I see their animals, Hi. Well, I want to ask you about that rabbit covered in pearls. What is that?
This is a rabbit with a rice pearl handmade. It's a freshwater pearl. It's a very beautiful sculpture. Everything handmade.
Would you like a pearl-covered rabbit? Or not
sort
now.
Of, but I don't want to push
it's
it.
An interesting object.
Well, there's
thank
pig.
You.
We have tiger.
And
we have
pig.
Yeah, I see.
And we have
yeah.
something inside too. Donkey, a rooster. Come on in.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful for Christmas gift.
Interesting
yeah.
story.
Well, I've been photographing rabbits a lot, but the rabbit is the one that appeals to me the most. But
this one's
$6.90
Well, look, here's Elizabeth Taylor covered with pearls. Yes. That's funny that you have that book. I have that book too.
She collected. I like Princess Diana.
I can show you a quick look. I bring in.
Oh no, thank you very much. It's very good, but we're going to be on our way.
Okay.
You might have to come back and get that rabbit.
Well, I'm going to have to photograph that rabbit. Oh, great! Thank
Thanks.
You very much.
Come back anytime.
We will.
This is called Tansy Tang.
Yeah.
I like your name.
This is a wonderful rabbit.
Thank you.
Nassau Rock and Nassau Road. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul.
Also, you know, at a certain point, you stop looking. You know, then you say, "I've had enough of looking at the merchandise and the ephemera of selling, and I'm just going to go and stare at a tree for a couple of hours." That's usually the antidote for anything. But the other day, I was walking up Madison Avenue, and I stopped a woman who looked incredible, and I took a picture of her. She was strolling up, very well dressed, with a younger man, and he says to me, "Guess how old she is?" And I said, "I don't guess people's ages." And he said, "101 before I could even finish my sentence. So what I didn't have the presence of mind to do was to get her name and to say, "I'd like to have tea with you every day for the rest of my life, but I'm going to try to find her." Hey, look, this is called No Style.
K-N-O-W. Does the loving to look at beautiful old ladies connect to your reading of the obituary page carefully first thing every day?
Yeah, you know, the guy who composed the Hokey Pokey, who wrote the Hokey Pokey, died.
Really?
Do the Hokey Pokey.
Do the Hokey Pokey and one foot.
There were a few really good obituaries this week.
So you collect all this stuff day by day by day by day. Then do you just rely on your memory to say, "Oh, yeah, that bunny made of pearls by those nice Chinese women"?
Yep. If I think that it's interesting a month or two or six from now, or if there's some reason for it. It has, you know, the things that you keep coming back to are the things that obviously have made the biggest impression. So you can't know, because things are fresh and you get all excited. Then you come
right.
back and you go like, whatever. Wasn't that great. But, while I'm taking pictures, I'm also making notes. And then usually I find a nice coffee shop to stop in and gather my thoughts. Coffee
so
shops
during,
are
during,
key.
During one of these hikes, you stop at a coffee shop usually?
Always.
And in fact, because this is a Roxy Food Shop, which looks like an old-fashioned diner.
Yeah, I like
sit down and gather our thoughts, have a cup of coffee.
It's got a counter.
It's
a
counter
old,
with those stools. Okay.
Hello, hello.
Oh. I'll have a cup of coffee.
Sandwiches from our grill and tasty. Hey, look, they have a sardine sandwich. I usually do a drawing of, you know, my coffee and my... It's like doing the thing of the thing of the thing, you know.
Thanks.
So there's your cup of coffee. Now I've done a drawing of it and a photo of it. Well, which I wanted to do a painting of it.
This place, except for the energy-saving fluorescent lights, like that hat shop, could be, you know, this would have been no different 45 years ago.
Right. Okay, so now I'm going to take a picture. Kurt, I'm going to take a picture of you with your coffee cup.
So is this more or less like it happens when I'm not following you along?
Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is all that happens. Not much.
But everything, too. Thank you for letting me tag along.
Thanks, Kurt. I'm going to stay here and order a couple of cheeseburger deluxes.
Well, they look pretty good.
It never gets boring to watch people make food.
You can see some pictures from our walk and from Myra's book, The Principles of Uncertainty, at studio360.org. Coming up,
you sit at that table thinking about what you're going to do. And more than that, thinking about lunch.
A peek inside one of the most famous artist colonies in America. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI. Stay with us.